Amen. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise you for the Lord's table.
Amen.
This morning, we would just like to take a little bit of time to help us learn how to remember the Lord. When we come to a feast, we need to be enjoying.
Amen.
When we come to the Lord, there's a particular focus we have.
Amen.
And as any dinner table, you need to have proper manners. So let's just take a little time right now to enrich this feast together. The Lord told us in Acts, we see that the apostles, on the first day of the week, this is Acts 20, verse 7, it says, on the first day of the week, when we gathered together to break bread.
Amen.
So every first day of the week, they gathered together to break bread.
Amen.
Also, we see this is one of the commandments the Lord has given us. In Luke 22:19, he says, do this in remembrance of me.
Amen.
Man, I don't know of any other meeting except the Lord's Day where the Lord commanded us.
Amen.
The Lord told us to remember him.
Amen.
And a concept that we need to break is not just to remember his death, but it says, remember me.
Amen.
Meaning you remember his human living.
Amen.
You remember how he suffered. You remember his death.
Amen.
Remember me includes everything that he went through.
Amen.
So we need to see it as even a purpose of the Lord's table. So the first section of the bread-breaking meeting has a definite purpose and a definite goal. And so right now, the first half, we want to focus on the Lord. Leave the worship of the Father for the second half. Because we first come to the Lord as our Redeemer.
Amen.
And what are we doing? We're eating the Lord's Supper.
Amen.
You know, the body of Christ was broken on the cross to impart his life into us.
Amen.
So this is a symbol of the bread we have. It's his body broken for us. Secondly, we have the cup. And the cup is the product of the wine.
Amen.
Well, this signifies the blood that was shed for us. But this cup does not just signify the blood, but it's actually a cup, meaning it's a cup of blessing.
Amen.
A cup, and we see here, the blood on the table is not identified as the blood, but as the cup.
Amen.
The significance of the cup encompasses much more than merely redemption.
Amen.
So in the Bible, you see that the cup actually signifies a portion of blessing.
Amen.
In Psalm 16:5, it says, Jehovah is the portion.
Amen.
Of my cup.
Amen.
So everything that the Lord went through is symbolized by this cup.
Amen.
But we need to realize, you may hear some saints pray, you know, the Lord took the cup of wrath. Well, this is what the Lord did for us.
Amen.
He had to take the cup of wrath for us. He even asked the Father, remove this cup from me. But he did not want his will, but the Father's will.
Amen.
We were all destined as sinners. We were destined to die. We were condemned, but the Lord took this cup for us.
Amen.
So this morning, we can drink the cup of blessing.
Amen.
So this is the covenant that he has made with us. And this enables us to receive God. This enables us to receive all his blessing.
Amen.
Also, how do we receive the Lord? It's in our spirit.
Amen.
We're not here remembering the Lord in our mind.
Yes.
In the world, people remember someone. They think about them. They, you know, think of their works. It's all in the mind. But we are here in our spirit.
Amen.
That's how we truly remember the Lord.
Amen.
Is the fellowship of the Spirit. So the main focus in a bread-breaking meeting is not to remember the Lord in our mind, but to fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
Receiving the Lord.
Amen.
And also, at the Lord's Supper, it's the Lord's table or the Lord's Supper. As the Lord's Supper, we are focused on eating the Lord, drinking the Lord, and enjoying the Lord.
Amen.
But as the Lord's table, this signifies the body of Christ. So the bread here that you see is actually a symbol of the body.
Yeah.
So we At the Lord's table, we focus on having fellowship Amen. With all the members of the body.
Amen.
This is the symbol of the one body of Christ.
Amen.
And also, every bread breaking meeting must have a climax. It must have a direct focus. I don't know what the Lord will lead us today, but maybe He will lead us on a line of the Lord's love. Maybe it's on His name. Maybe it's on His death. Or He may lead us on His humbling of Himself. Or maybe His living on the earth, His splendor, or His sweetness. None of us brothers control the meeting. This is the Spirit leading us in a meeting. So we need to be keen in our spirit. What is the focus for today?
Amen.
Every bread-making meeting has a definite focus.
Amen.
So when we call a hymn, when we say a prayer, when we give a praise, it should be directed toward this focus.
Amen.
Otherwise, it's like playing basketball and everyone's doing their own thing. We're all playing one game here.
Amen.
We only have one ball.
Amen.
So this is how we pass around the ball in the meeting.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm calling for the ball. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Saints, brothers and sisters, this is not just another Lord's table meeting. Actually, we are still in the training. You may not still have your badge, but we are still in a training.
Amen.
We're here to learn how to function in the Lord's table.
Amen.
Actually, it's very important to prepare ourselves for the Lord's table.
Amen.
We know Dennis was talking about the significance of the Lord's table, the bread and the cup, right? The bread signifies the Lord as our tree of life.
Amen.
He's our bread of life.
Amen.
So, and then the cup means that He's our blood that cleanses us.
Amen.
So throughout the week, how do we prepare ourselves for the Lord's table? We need to maintain a holy diet of eating the Lord every day.
Amen.
We also need to enjoy the constant cleansing of the Lord's blood throughout the day and throughout the week.
Amen.
And then, when comes Lord's Day, how do we prepare our being for the Lord's table meeting? You know, the preparation of the Lord's table meeting actually starts the night before. Amen. In Genesis 1:5, He says, there was evening and there was morning. Lord Jesus, the evenings are there for a reason. It's for us to rest. Sabbath was created for a reason. We're not here in the Old Testament to keep the Sabbath. But Sabbath is for a complete rest.
Amen.
So that we can wake up in the morning.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we need to exercise ourselves to be in the Spirit.
Amen.
In Revelation 1:10, John says, He was in spirit on the Lord's day.
Amen.
How do we exercise ourselves to the Spirit? In Psalm 118:24, it says, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
Let us, what? Rejoice
Amen.
And exult in it.
Amen.
We exercise our spirit by praising the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Before coming to the Lord's table, we should spend 5 to 10 minutes to praise the Lord.
Amen.
And also we should confess our sins before the Lord. And to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On the Lord's Day, many things, actually Satan tries to distract us from either coming to the meeting or being prepared by staining our conscience. We need to confess. We need to take the Lord's blood.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And we need to be on time.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
How about 5 minutes before the meeting starts?
Amen.
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 And how about coming to sit at the front seats?
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let's fight for the front seats.
Amen.
Be in the center of the church life.
Amen.
Actually, in my experience, I feel that the further away I am in the center, the harder it is exponentially to exercise my spirit. Fight for the front seats.
Amen.
To exercise our spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And we need to take care of one another.
Amen.
You know, we will have, this is a training. We will have the opportunity to practice. You know, we are here not as individuals. We are here in this place as the corporate bride of Christ.
Amen.
So, and then our focus is on Christ.
Amen.
That's why we need to practice by following one another.
Amen.
The best way to follow one another is to say amen.
Amen.
And to follow one another's praise.
Amen.
Follow one another's prayer.
Amen.
Even follow one song after another.
Amen.
According to the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, saints, I just want to encourage you to practice these things.
Amen.
Being them.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, I want to give ourselves to be ready for this wedding.
Amen.
And that we can practice ready for His return by practicing these things.
Amen.
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 Amen. Don't wait.
Amen.
Be ready to call a song.
Amen.
Be ready to offer a praise.
Amen.